Welcome back to the SafeNet Creation Studio podcast. I am Devon, lead systems architect, and alongside me is Maya, our AI growth strategist. Today, we are breaking down a massive technical and commercial transformation happening right here in Sri Lanka. The total replacement of traditional web portals with conversational AI on WhatsApp. Maya, if you look at the bounce rates on traditional Sri Lankan e-commerce sites over mobile networks, it is alarming.
It really is, Devon. Mobile web portals in South Asia suffer from high latency, complicated login forms, and multi-step cart checkouts that kill sales. In Sri Lanka, over 80% of internet users spend their mobile screen time inside WhatsApp. Businesses were manually taking orders via phone calls or unstructured chat messages. But over the last 18 months, the arrival of the Meta WhatsApp Cloud API, coupled with localized AI models, has turned WhatsApp into a complete full-funnel commerce platform.
From an architecture standpoint, it makes absolute sense. Instead of making a user download a 50-megabyte app or load a 3-megabyte JavaScript bundle over a spotty 4G connection in Unawatuna, you are shipping lightweight JSON payloads to a messaging app that is already warm in memory and optimized for low bandwidth.
Exactly. And the conversion numbers reflect this. On a standard web portal for a boutique villa in Galafort, a guest might take 7 to 10 clicks just to check room availability, select dates, convert currency, and request a booking form. With an AI WhatsApp bot, the guest sends a voice note or a quick text saying, "Do you have Ocean View Suites available for this weekend?" And within 2 seconds, the AI evaluates inventory, generates dynamic photos, and presents a direct booking card.
Let us pull back the hood on the engineering stack required to make that 2-second latency a reality. When a user sends a message on WhatsApp, Meta hits your serverless webhook endpoint, say, built on Next.js API routes or a fast Go backend running on AWS Lambda. The critical challenge is handling Meta's strict 20-second timeout window for webhook acknowledgments while simultaneously processing heavy AI tasks.
How are you managing concurrency and state during peak sales promotions for Colombo retail brands?
We decouple the webhook receiver from the worker thread completely using an event-driven queue like Redis BullMQ or AWS SQS. The moment Meta's webhook fires, we immediately acknowledge with a 200 OK status code. Then, the background worker processes the payload, retrieves the session state from Redis, fetches relevant vector embeddings from Pinecone or QDrant for retrieval augmented generation, and feeds it into our LLM pipeline.
And that RAG setup is where the magic happens for product recommendations. A user can upload an image of a traditional batik dress or a specific tea blend, and the multimodal AI compares the visual embeddings against the merchant's Postgres database with PG Vector, matching inventory in real time.
Right? But where software engineers usually hit a brick wall in Sri Lanka is language processing. Standard off-the-shelf English LLMs fail miserably when dealing with Sinhala, Tamil, or the hybrid dialect known as Singlish.
Singlish is fascinating from a consumer behavior perspective because Sri Lankans constantly mix English vocabulary with Sinhala grammar using Latin script. A customer might text, "Make a delivery Karana Kayak Wenawada Colombo 07 ta." If your bot only understands clean English or formal literary Sinhala, it completely misses the intent.
To solve this, we implement a multi-stage classification pipeline. The raw text first passes through a lightweight phonetic transliteration microservice that normalizes Singlish and spoken Tamil in Latin script into canonical semantic tokens. We train fine-tuned Llama 3 or Mistral adapters specifically on Sri Lankan conversational text corpora. Furthermore, for voice notes, which make up nearly 40% of incoming inquiries from rural regions or busy executives, we run whisper model instances fine-tuned on Sri Lankan accented speech and vernacular audio snippets.
That voice note integration is a game changer for service sectors like local automotive garages or plumber dispatch platforms in Kandy. A user records a 10-second audio clip explaining a broken brake pipe. The bot transcribes it, categorizes the repair job, fetches diagnostic estimates, and responds with a text summary and a localized voice reply using text-to-speech.
And let us talk about security and privacy here. All customer context, session identifiers, and PII are encrypted at rest using AES 256, and transient state in Redis auto-expires after 24 hours. Tokenization ensures compliance with local data protection regulations, such as Sri Lanka's Personal Data Protection Act No. 9 of 2022.
Now, Devon, getting product recommendations or booking confirmations in chat is great, but the ultimate conversion bottleneck in Sri Lanka has historically been payment collection. Cash on delivery has high return rates, and traditional credit card forms require 3D secure OTPs that frequently fail due to SMS delays. How are we closing the transaction loop inside WhatsApp?
The hero here is Lanka QR integration combined with real-time bank webhooks. Lanka QR is the national quick response code standard mandated by the Central Bank of Sri Lanka. Through our system, when a user clicks Buy Now inside WhatsApp, our backend calls a Sri Lankan acquiring bank API, such as Commercial Bank or Sampath Bank, to dynamically generate a unique Lanka QR payload encoded specifically with the exact order ID, merchant terminal ID, and transaction amount.
And because almost every Sri Lankan mobile banking app supports Lanka QR scanning or image upload, the user simply takes a screenshot or taps the intent link, authorizing the transfer in their banking app within 5 seconds.
Exactly. And the moment the payment settles, the bank sends an asynchronous webhook notification back to our backend platform. Our Node.js service catches the settlement event, updates the order status in Shopify or custom ERP systems like SAP or Odoo, and dispatches a verified WhatsApp order receipt with a dynamic PDF invoice and tracking link. No manual bank slip uploading, no WhatsApp group chats with administrative staff verifying bank slips.
That automated slip verification was such a major operational bottleneck for Sri Lankan businesses. Previously, staff spent hours cross-referencing bank statements against incoming WhatsApp screenshots. By eliminating that friction, our client case studies show operational overhead dropping by over 60%. Let us highlight some real case study numbers. Take a luxury 12-bedroom villa network operating in Galle and Welagama. Prior to deploying conversational AI, their direct booking conversion rate from Instagram and Meta ads was around 1.2% because visitors were redirected to a clunky web booking engine. After implementing our WhatsApp Cloud API bot, integrated with real-time calendar availability and dynamic card payments, their conversion rate spiked to 14.8%. Direct revenue increased by over $120,000 within 6 months, purely from saved commission fees that previously went to online travel agencies like Booking.com.
Another great example is a direct-to-consumer apparel brand in Colombo. They were suffering from an 82% cart abandonment rate on their Shopify web store. By deploying an automated WhatsApp recover cart trigger via webhooks, combined with instant Lanka QR checkout buttons, they recovered 34% of abandoned carts within 15 minutes of session drop-off.
The key takeaway for business owners and enterprise architects is that conversational commerce is not just an interactive FAQ chatbot. It is a fully integrated, asynchronous transactional storefront that lives inside the user's favorite communication app.
For development teams wanting to implement this, start by building on Meta's official WhatsApp Cloud API rather than unauthorized web scraping wrappers to avoid account bans. Structure your architecture around asynchronous message queues, invest in local language fine-tuning, and integrate directly with official banking payment gateways for automated reconciliation.
Well said, Devon. Conversational commerce is reshaping business in Sri Lanka, offering a blueprint for emerging markets globally. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of SafeNet Creation Studio podcast. Make sure to subscribe and visit our platform for full architectural diagrams and code samples. See you next time.